have talked to everybody that we could find who had an idea for what might be done in a serious way to dramatically reduce our energy dependence. I think the president got it right when he said in his State of the Union, we have a serious problem that we're addicted to oil, much of it coming from the most unstable parts of the world. The president's got that exactly right. Let's go to the next. This shows the level of dependence we have now reached. 60% of our oil is being imported, much of it from Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Abu Dhabi, and other places that are unstable. Let's go to the next. The circumstance that we confront is that increasingly this is an incredible drain on the economy of the United States. We are now spending over $260 billion a year for our oil imports. $260 billion a year. That's over a third of our trade deficit. When we look for ideas for what might be done, the chairman and ranking member of both mentioned Brazil. Let's go to the next slide. Brazil, 30 years ago, was 80% dependent on foreign energy. 80% dependent on foreign energy. They've reduced that to less than 9% now, and they tell us they will declare their energy independence next year. At the same time they've been reducing their dependence, we have been dramatically increasing ours. We've gone from 35% dependent on foreign energy to 60%, and we're headed for 80% dependence if we fail to act. You know, I was hopeful that others would move forward and introduce legislation that was really comprehensive and dramatic and would make a substantial difference. And finally, I decided just to do it. And that's what the BOLD Act is all about. It would call for extending biodiesel and ethanol tax credits through 2013. It calls for increasing ethanol use from 4.7 billion gallons in 2007 to 30 billion gallons in 2025. It calls for all vehicles sold in the U.S. by 2017 to include alternative fuel technologies such as hybrid electric or flex fuel systems. Why? Because that is at the heart of what Brazil did so successfully. They aggressively promoted ethanol and biodiesel and flexible fuel vehicles. So that's got to be the cornerstone of our strategy. The BOLD Act also creates an alternative diesel standard starting at 250 million gallons in 2008 and increasing to 2 billion gallons in 2015. These are the kinds of aggressive steps that are going to be necessary if we really are going to make substantial progress. You know, the energy bill we passed last year was good. I supported it. But it's not going to make a meaningful difference in our energy dependence. This legislation, if passed, the experts tell us, would make a dramatic and meaningful difference. And to me, it's time to step up. Now, not only do we, instead of looking to the Middle East, turn toward the Midwest for our energy supplies. Instead of looking to foreign oil fields, we start to look toward the farm fields of America to help grow our way out of this crisis. But we also do a whole series of other things, including clean coal technology, investments in hydrogen, the fuel of the future, domestic energy production, incentives to use CO2 to repressure oil fields in this country so that we get more production out of our domestic oil fields, authorizing the opening up of offshore drilling for natural gas. All of these have to be part of a comprehensive solution. I thank the chair, thank my colleagues. I urge them to take a look at the BOLD Act. It's going to take this kind of aggressive action to make meaningful progress.